Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, this week, we're going to talk about something that many of us have been waiting for a long time. It's the Bard mobile app for reading NLS material on your iOS device.
We'll give an overview and demonstration of this very functional but simple-to-use app and how it can be used to download and read both audio and Braille material wherever you are.
Before we get to our tip of the week, we have a quick announcement. Several listeners have reported having problems downloading or streaming episodes of Eyes on Success to their iOS devices. This includes iPads, iPods, iPhones. We now believe those problems have been rectified, and so now you can try downloading or listening to Eyes on Success on those devices. Hopefully you'll have no problems. If you do, please send us a note to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net. Thanks for your patience. Now on to our tip of the week.
This week's tip is there are lots of sources of reading material for people with visual impairments, so don't let that be an impediment. If you enjoy reading, you can still do it.
And we've talked about some of these sources in previous shows. We'll give a quick review of them later on in the show and how you can sign up to get books and magazines from the National Library Service and other resources. And as usual, you don't have to be writing all this down because we'll have it in one simple, easy place to get to. You look on our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net, and look for our show notes. All that information is there for your convenience.
And among these various sources of reading material, to be sure, some of them require a fair amount of technical ability, but some of them absolutely don't. And so there's very simple, low-tech reading options, as well as more complicated, highly technical reading options. But if you want to read, there's something out there that you can use.
And especially with the advent of all these electronic ways of reading material and smartphones and other devices, this has really opened up the horizons for people who are visually impaired so that they now have access to a lot wider range of material and many different sources of that material. So there are lots of choices out there.
Oh, and by the way, don't restrict yourself to the stuff that's available at your public library. I'm sighted and Pete's blind, and let me tell you, among his various sources of reading material, he's actually got access and easier access to many more books than I do if I want to read them as either audio or EPUB format. Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll talk about the NLS services, how to sign up for them, and in particular, a brief description of their digital audio player. And of course, the first thing we need to do is clarify what NLS is. That stands for National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, which is a bit of a mouthful, but everybody around here knows it as NLS. And with our apologies to our foreign listeners, this show will be mostly about what's available from the U.S. National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped.
So the National Library Service actually makes Braille and recorded material of books and magazines and periodicals available to U.S. citizens who are visually impaired or have some other reading disability. Generally, you need a note from a doctor or even a librarian, but if you look on their website, there are the requirements for signing up and who can approve the forms for you to sign up. But once you're a member, then you're eligible for lots of services, and they'll send you these materials free in a postage paid containers just for the visually impaired, and you can mail these materials back. So if you request books or other material, you can get them in a couple of days in the mail. And then over the past few years, since lots of material has been moving to be in a digital format, the NLS has created what they call the Bard website. That's for Braille and audio reading downloads site. And what that is a method for downloading the electronic versions of these audiobooks and magazines, or even Braille magazines. So that way, you don't even have to wait for these items to show up in the mail. So BARD is a very useful site.
And because they want you to be able to use it, they have full documentation on their website about how to use all of their services, including the one that we'll be talking about mostly during this show, which is the new BARD mobile app.
Now, again, in our show notes, we'll have links to how you can sign up for NLS services, and we'll have links to the BARD website and information about the BARD website, so you can check all that out later on at your convenience.
And in addition, this is hardly the first show that we've done talking about the NLS and their BARD website. In fact, we talked about them in the very first show we ever aired, which was 1101. And then again, we talked about their digital audio player in 1108 and some more of their services, history, and technology, and where things are going in the future earlier this year in 1306 and 1307. So we thought now we'd give just a very quick review of what the NLS digital audio player is and does, because as Pete goes through the description and demonstration of the new BARD mobile app, it might help to have in your head how the physical player acts and works as you're hearing about the various features of the new app. So Pete, can you describe their physical player?
Well, their physical player is really interesting because not only did they design it to be able to read audiobooks and change the speed and put in bookmarks and navigate by sections and pages and make it very easy to do that, but they also made these devices very usable. They realized that not everybody is as technically savvy as some other folks are. And so they designed the buttons and the use of these buttons to be very simple. There are a minimum number of buttons and a minimum number of functions, but they're all the functions that you need to be able to read and quickly browse through books.
Well, and the other thing they did, which was very thoughtful of them, is they understand that many people who are losing their vision, especially from age-related causes, also have dexterity issues. And so the buttons are large, they're all shaped differently, they're all different colors in case you're just low vision and not totally blind. And so it's really easy to find whatever button you want, whether it's play or stop. They have a sleep timer, and that button looks like a moon because you might use it at night. And so this is a really easy-to-use, versatile machine.
And you can get one of these machines, if you're a patron of the NLS, to be given to you on kind of a permanent loan basis for your use. And one thing I think is very interesting, since we're going to be talking about this BARD mobile app later on, is that they made this mobile app in such a way that the controls are very similar and the functions are very similar to the digital audio player that they loan out. So that way, if you're used to one paradigm, you don't have to get used to an entirely new paradigm if you're going to use this app made for mobile devices.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
For this week's focus topic, Pete will demonstrate the new BARD mobile app for iOS devices. Pete, you installed this app as soon as it was available. Can you describe what it does?
Boy, I think this is really great. This is really a tremendous app, and I think people really ought to enjoy using it. First of all, as I said, it's very similar to the functionality of the digital audio player that the NLS loans out. And basically, once you get this onto your iPhone, you'll be able to browse the BARD website for magazines, books, and other material. And then you can download this stuff directly to your mobile device, be it an iPad, iPod, or an iPhone. And then you'll be able to read these. And now what's also interesting is that it not only supports audio formats, which many of us are used to from NLS, but if you have a refreshable Braille display that you use with one of your iOS devices, you can also download BRF formatted books or Braille formatted books and magazines and read those on your refreshable Braille display. So there's lots of ways of getting this material and lots of ways of using it.
If you're interested in trying it out, the first thing you need to do is get the app. And it's very easy to find at the iTunes store, but in our show notes, we have a direct link to it. So that makes it even easier. And you also need to have a membership with the National Library Service. And after you've installed the app on your device, you need to log in with that username and password. So Pete, can you walk us through the various parts of the app and how you'd use it?
Well, once you get this all installed on your iOS device, it's very easy to use. One thing that's common to all the dialogues or tabs in the application are a bunch of tabs at the bottom of the display. Okay, let's navigate through the four tabs that are at the bottom of almost every dialogue in this app. The first one is
selected, bookshelf, tab, one of four.
The bookshelf, if I flick right again,
get books, tab, two of four.
That brings up a dialogue where you can get books from the library and put them on your wish list.
Settings, tab, three of four.
Then there's a settings tab to change your audio and visual and login settings.
Now reading, tab, four of four.
And the now reading tab contains the book that you're reading.
Great. Let's do those in order. Can you take us back to the bookshelf tab to get started?
Sure. So we're in the bookshelf right now, and in the bookshelf, you'll see that your books are organized by various categories. So if I navigate down the page,
audiobooks, zero items.
There are my audiobooks.
Audio magazines, one item.
Audio magazines.
Braille books, zero items.
Braille books.
Braille magazines, zero items.
Braille magazines.
Help, one item.
And help. Now, this is the documentation, and you should probably read through this to learn the application to use it effectively the first time.
I know you just got this app, but it's not like you to have your bookshelf so empty. How would you acquire material to read and put it on your bookshelf?
Well, we'll go to the next tab. Okay, let's take a look at what's in the Get Books tab. At the top of the dialog, you'll see
wish list. Double tap for wish list.
So this is your wish list if you have already selected some books from Bard, from either this application or from the website itself. This will give you access to all the books in your wish list, and you can download whichever ones you like. We keep on going down the page.
Recently added titles. Heading. Audiobooks. Double tap for recently added audiobooks.
Okay, so we get to the recently added items. And if you want to see what items have been added recently in the last 30 or so days to the Bard site, you can click here to find those and then add them to your wish list. Going down the page some more.
Audio magazines. Double tap for recently added audio magazines.
This will bring up a list of the recently added audio magazines on the Bard website. And again, you can add them to your wish list and then download them as you please.
Braille books. Double tap for recently added Braille books. Braille magazines. Double tap for recently added Braille magazines.
So we also see that there are items for viewing the recently added Braille magazines. And the final item is
Bard website. Heading. Browse Bard. Double tap to open Bard website.
So if you click on this, this will bring you right to the Bard website. And this looks like the usual Bard website that you'll see in any PC browser. And in that case, you can browse for various authors and titles and search for magazines and whatever you want, and then add them to your wish list and download the book or magazine of your choice. So that's what's on the Get Books tab. Now, basically, the process for getting books is to add them to your wish list first, either through the main website or through the application, as we just talked about. And then in your bookshelf, one of the items is wish list. And from there, you can click on the title and download it to your device to actually have it on your device ready for reading.
I assume pretty much everything is adjustable for the user's preferences. How would you do that?
Oh, they were very good about that. They gave you lots of options for changing settings. In the settings tab, you'll see a couple of options. The first one is
audio settings button.
This will bring up a page where you can determine your audio settings for how you like to read books, the speed, volume, etc.
Visual settings button.
You can also select your visual settings. And finally,
user account settings button.
Here you can put your login information so you don't have to log in every time you use the app. And at the bottom,
Bard Mobile 1.0, 386.
That will give you the version number of the application.
This is great. You've shown us the bookshelf and how to get books and magazines onto it, how to navigate around the app. Can you show us how to use it to actually read some of this material?
Well, that is the main point of it, after all. Now, the most interesting tab is the Now Reading tab, where it has the book that you're reading and presents all the options for navigating through the book and reading the book. At the top of the page, you'll see the title of the book or magazine. So in this case, we have
Piano Technician's Journal, September 2013, heading.
So that's the September issue of the Piano Technician's Journal from the NLS service. And if we go a little bit to the right, we see a button labeled
Navigation button. Double tap to display navigation lists. Navigation. Piano Technician's Journal.
Now, if we get into the navigations settings, we'll see that there are various ways of navigating the book. At the top of the page, you'll see some of the options. So the first one is
selected. Contents. Button. One of three.
We can navigate by looking through the contents of the magazine or book. If we go a little bit more to the right on top of the screen,
page. Dimmed. Button. Two of three.
We'll see that we can select to move by page and see a list of pages through the book. And further to the right still.
Bookmark. Button. Three of three.
If we put bookmarks in the book, we can navigate by bookmarks. So let's go down this page and just see what's in the contents.
One. But is it in tune? Part one.
So that's the first section of this magazine. And if we go down again.
One. Small shop. Big results duplicating leaf work. Part 3.
There's another article. These are all heading level 1s. That's why you hear the 1 in front of each one.
1. Developing a locally optimized pricing strategy. Part 4.
So these are just the different articles in this issue of the magazine. And if I want to get out of the navigation pane, I go up to the top and hit the back button.
Back button. Piano Technician's Journal.
And this brings me to the page where I'm reading the book again. Now, here's a simple way to navigate the book. If I go a little bit down from the top of this dialogue, you'll see things like
current time 58 minutes 23 seconds. Total time 1 hour 55 minutes 42 seconds.
So that tells you how far I'm into the book. And if I go just a little bit further down, I see
current position 50%. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So it tells me my position in the book. And if I double tap this, I can change my position in the book by just swiping my finger up and down a bit. So let's try that.
Current position 50%. Adjustable.
So I just double tapped it. Now I'm going to slide my finger down.
40%, 30%, 20%.
And you can see that I'm moving my location in the book. If I go down just a bit further, I'll see controls that are very similar to the controls on the NLS digital audio player that some of us may be used to from borrowing this from the Library of Congress. And these are
previous button. Double tap for previous article. Double tap and hold to move 5 articles at a time.
So the previous, as the button says, will move me back an article at a time, or if I double tap and hold, it'll move me back 5 articles at a time. If I flick to the right, I come to a button labeled
jump by article button. Double tap to change navigation level.
So this tells me I'm navigating by article. If I double tap this, you'll see that it'll change my navigation level from article to
jump by phrase.
Phrase.
Jump by bookmark.
Bookmark.
Jump by article.
And back to article again. Now if I flick one more time to the right, I'll see
next button. Double tap for next article. Double tap and hold to move 5 articles at a time.
And as the button says, this will move me ahead 1 article at a time every time I double tap it, or ahead 5 articles if I double tap and hold. So with those 3 buttons, I have ways of going backward and forward by various kinds of sections. Underneath these buttons are some buttons that you may also, again, be familiar with from the NLS digital audio player.
Rewind button. Double tap to move 5 seconds. Double tap and hold to move further.
So here's the rewind button that people are normally familiar with.
Play button.
I flick again to the right. I see the play button. And if I flick once more to the right.
Fast forward button. Double tap to move 5 seconds. Double tap and hold to move further.
So these three buttons in this row are sort of like the fast forward and fast rewind buttons on a standard cassette or digital audio player. Let's try some of these navigation commands. I'll try the previous article.
Previous.
Double tap the previous button.
TTNT. Tips, tools, and techniques.
Previous.
Executive Outlook. Where do we go from here?
Double tap it again.
Previous.
Editorial perspective. Trusting that yucky feeling.
Double tap it again.
Previous.
And I'm back to the contents. And let's try the fast forward button.
Fast forward button. Forward 5 seconds.
And I'll double tap and hold.
Forward. 20 seconds. 1 minute. 5 minutes.
So just like the digital audio player from the NLS, if I hold these fast forward and rewind buttons down by doing the double tap and hold, it moves faster and faster by larger and larger increments. So you can have many ways of navigating through the book here. So at the bottom right-hand side of the display, just above the four tabs that are normally there, we'll see.
Speed, 175%, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So this controls the speed of the audio playback. So let me double tap this to activate it.
Speed, 175%, adjustable.
And I'll swipe down to put this back to normal speed.
150%, 125%, normal.
So you can tell I'm at the normal speed. Now if I hit the play button, we'll hear the book.
Play button. Stop.
Doing something well is different than just knowing how to do it well. It is in this mental state where we define ourselves.
Play.
So the play button, every time I double tap it, it changes to a stop button. And when it's a stop button, if I double tap it, it changes to a play button. So it's ready to be played again. So let's change the speed just to hear how this works with different speeds. I'll go back to the bottom right of the display.
Speed, normal, 125%. 150%, 175%, 200%.
And I'll put it all the way up to 200%. And let's hit play again.
Play button.
If we go home and hope we don't have to do that again soon, we continue to think we are more professional than we actually are. If we can't shake that yucky feeling about ourselves, and we prepare for that repair in case we have to do it again, we grow. Mediocrity and excellence are not...
Stop.
Another way of stopping and starting the playback is by double tapping with two fingers, so you don't have to actually find that play and stop button every time. Now, if I go down to the speed button, I'm going to try to change the speed while we're listening to the book, and let's see how that works.
Opposite, as we think. They are immediate consequences in every decision we make.
Selected. No reading.
We have to
tap.
It every day. My action cradle is now in my car.
Speed.
Along with a
200%. Adjustable.
And other yucky things I may have to deal with.
Speed. 200%.
Executive Outlook.
Adjustable.
Where do we go from here? By Norman Cantrell, RPT, PTG President. Reading time, 4 minutes.
175%. Speed. 175%. Adjustable.
That question also applies to us as an organization.
Normal.
When there is a change
speed.
In a political
normal.
Office,
adjustable.
There is simply a smooth transition with just a slight change in the flavor of personality. Occasionally, there is a call for change from the electorate.
Stop.
So you can tell that we can change the speed on the fly as we're reading to pick a speed that's comfortable for us. And as you notice, the audio from the book gets a little bit quieter, so you can hear voiceover in the process. Now you can tell from that demonstration that the audio quality of this player is quite good, even at the increased speeds. One button I did not mention near the upper right underneath the navigation button is the button to create a bookmark, so you might want to avail yourself of that sometimes.
Well, thank you, Pete.
It was fun, and I'm enjoying this app.
I'll bet you are. That just sounds like it can do pretty much everything short of washing dishes. Now for this week's high-tech item, other applications for smartphones that enable visually impaired people to read books, magazines, and newspapers. Now, we actually did a prior show on this topic, and that was number 1242. And that particular show won the 2012 IAAIS Program of the Year Award in the Consumer Information category. So we were really excited about that. But now on to some of its content.
In that show, we reviewed in a little bit more detail some of the services available for visually impaired people to read material on their smartphones and other mobile devices. This included an app from Learning Ally to read their material. Now, Learning Ally produces mostly textbooks that are read for people in school and professionals who need specialized material read, and they find volunteers to do that in an audio format. We also talked about the Read2Go app from Bookshare, which has a wide range of electronic material available in DAISY text formats, and they have both textbooks, magazines, local periodicals, and you can find lots of material there.
And the other app we talked about was Overdrive, which gives you access to any of the electronic material that you can get from your public library. And this includes both audio and digital text format in a variety of text formats. Obviously not DAISY, because that's specifically for people with reading impairments, but EPUB and Kindle specific formats and several different audio formats, so you can play it on a variety of devices.
And the great thing about being able to read this material on your mobile devices is that, first of all, they are mobile. You can take this stuff any place you want. But second of all, many of these mobile devices, Androids and iPhones these days, are very accessible. VoiceOver and TalkBack give excellent audio feedback of what's happening on the screen for people who can't read the screen. Android and iPhone devices also have settings for changing the display and magnifying the display to use different colors. So they're very accessible. And again, we're not going to go into a lot of detail about these and where to get them, but the references to where to acquire all these material, learn more, and some of the shows we talked about will all be in the show notes on our website, along with other resources. Go to www.eyesonsuccess.net. We try to make it convenient for you.
That's it for show number 1343. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about the Digitize digital identifier and organizer. Digitize is a powerful app that enables people who are print impaired to identify items using their iPhone, iPod, or iPad. We'll speak with Jose Tamayo, who's an enthusiastic user, about using Digitize to create and read commercial or custom labels in text, barcode format, and or audio.
If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and Audioboo at Eyes on Success, and on Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.